Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals and happy Friday. Today we're going to take a short pause from our Monday through Thursday devotionals. We've been reading through the Gospel according to Mark, but on Fridays we take a short pause by reading one of the Psalms. And so today we're going to read Psalm chapter 13. Once again, that's Psalm chapter 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say I have prevailed over him, lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Amen. If you've read some of the Psalms in the past, you know that David is an honest man. Not always honest, but when he writes his songs, when he writes these Psalms, they are honest. They're genuinely from his own emotions, from his heart. He speaks what he feels. He speaks his thoughts. And, you know, he's not afraid to share about the struggles that he's going through. In verses 1 to 2, we see that David is asking these questions. How long, O Lord? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Four times David asks the Lord, how long? And this is really more of a cry for help when all strength is lost, when power has been depleted. And he's asking for the Lord to come, to intervene. And he says in verses 3 to 4, come and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes. And then he says three times, lest something. He says, first, lest I sleep the sleep of death. I think this could be death itself or perhaps spiritual idleness. Lest my enemies say I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. And for these reasons, David calls upon the name of the Lord and asks for the Lord to respond, to answer swiftly, to take heed of the circumstances so that David might once again experience the salvation of the Lord. And what helps David to move forward is remembering what God has done for him in the past. In verses 5 to 6, he says, but I have trusted in your steadfast love. But my heart shall rejoice in your salvation. And I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. You know, when you're at the end of the road, when all strength is lost, when your power has been depleted, when it feels like there's no more there's nowhere else to go, and there are no more options, no more solutions that you can think of. It feels like a lot like what David is saying in this psalm. How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? Even as we look at the pandemic, at COVID, it's been 19, almost 20 months into the pandemic now. And some of us might be saying, how long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? We might look at the turmoil in Afghanistan. Families, parents, children being kicked out of their own homes. And being, you know, so much injustice, so much turmoil. And, we look at all these things and we ask the Lord, how long? How much longer? Perhaps it's your own personal circumstances in life. Perhaps it's something going on in your family or in your relationships or in your career. Whatever it is, perhaps you can resonate with this. How long, O Lord? But what helped David going is remembering and trusting in the steadfast love of the Lord, remembering the salvation of God in the past, and to know that God is an ever-present God, that his salvation will come. And he sings to the Lord because he remembers how God has dealt bountifully with him. I want to encourage you today, especially if you are asking and praying this question: How long, O Lord? How long must I take counsel in my soul? How long must I have sorrow in my heart all the day? If that's you, I want to encourage you to really remember the steadfast love of your God. Remember the steadfast love of our Heavenly Father. Remember the ways that He has brought you from death to life, from spiritual orphan to adopted child of God. Remember the ways that He has provided for you in this life, provided for you spiritually, materially. Remember the ways that He has protected you and has embraced you in times of sorrow. Remember all those things. And as we remember those things, we will be able to declare what David said in verses 5 and 6. But I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in your steadfast love. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. So once again, if you are experiencing sorrow in your heart, if you feel like all strength is lost, you're at the end of the road, you have nowhere else to go, go to the Lord. Remember his steadfast love endures forever, and rejoice in his salvation. Let me pray over us. Father, I don't know where my brothers and sisters are at right now. I know that there are many in our church who can resonate with this psalm, who are saying in their own hearts to you, God, how long, O Lord? And if this is them, Lord, God, I pray that they would experience once again your steadfast love, your salvation, your faithfulness. And I pray that you would help them by the power of your Holy Spirit to remember the ways that you have been steadfast towards them, the ways that you have poured out your love upon them, the way that you have redeemed them and have saved them. Help them to remember, Lord, how you have dealt bountifully with them. So, Lord, be with my brothers and sisters, Father, and once again, we pray that you would pour out your love upon us. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Once again, happy Friday, and I hope that this psalm is something that you can continue to reflect on. And let's remember God's steadfast love, his salvation, and his faithfulness towards us today. Let's pray. Let's pray this throughout the day. And let's continue to put our trust in him. Have a great day, and hope to see you next Monday as we continue on in the Gospel according to Mark. Have a great weekend.